Okay, let's review where we left off for Bosei. We were on the line. We were Maishnami Hot Itzna, now after Parbacham or Beyolda, because Beyolda Zemrach, Lakak Yolda, Zemrach, Lakak Yolda, Yach Loku. Right? What was the question we saw, Machlokes Rishonim? Whether the question was, what do we have on the board? We had a number one, Rashbam, Tosfos, Bechule, right? That Machlepar Bechamor is Ika, Lemekam, and it's a Stira, Lerav Nachman. That was most Rishonim. Right, this is the case of Ika Lemekam Ola Debeltza. That's a bit of a chiddush. What's Ika Lemekam Ola Debeltza? Really, it's so easy to find out. But okay, you have to stretch to call this Ika Lemekam Ola Debeltza. Someone can find out if it was born beforehand or afterwards. And you don't have to say it was in 3 seconds. You can say it was all day. And maybe someone passed by. And therefore, it's a stira to Rav Nachman. Whether in Ika Lemekam Ola Debeltza, you do Yachloku or you do Kol Da'olin Far. The Rashbam, quoting the Yeshiva for Hashem, and the Rimigash and the Meiri, it's sort of funny. The Meiri and Arsugya takes the approach of most Rishonim. The Meiri, when he summarizes on Lamehem and Beis, basically quotes the Rimigash, more or less, and changes his whole approach. The Meiri always quotes different days, so it's not the end of the world if I haven't properly identified where he transitioned from one day to the next. But here we have the Rashbam, the Shein Yesh Beforshim. And this is a minority shita, and the Rimigash, and the Meiri, and so Hasogya, who basically quotes the Rimigash, he assumes that it let the Lamekam Allah the Milsa. This is not Rosh Hashanah itself, Rosh Hashanah Yishuv Parshim. Ego Lamekam means it's likely to figure out. How are you going to figure out if it gave birth before or after the halos of the transaction? And therefore, it's a stira. L'shmuel, right? Again, the Rashbam and others don't like it just for technical reasons. If the stira from Machlok Par B'Chamor at Shmuel, what's it doing in Chetzkes Habatim? It should be on the mission of Machlok Par B'Chamor or on the sugya where there's an itmar, the independent sugya about in Shmuel. Gemaras do things like that, so it's not the end of the world. Most of them have a technical objection, the Rabbah, the Rashbam himself. But you can always say sometimes the word goes and then we point out the rifa. There's really not so much to analyze here. He's just combining both shitas. He says that they were asking me manusha. Either way, it's a stira to something. Either way, it's a stira to something. Either it's lekla, there was something, whether it's called lekla or ika. If it's lekla make mother melsa, then it's a stira to Shmuel. And if it's ika make mother melsa, it's a stira to Rav Nachman. In any case, what is the, that's where we left off with the question. And then what is the answer? The answer is, hasam lahai isle drar dramona, lahai isle drar dramona, hacha idamar lo demar, the idamar lo demar, end of basically the sukkah. This like appendix, let's say, to the halachos of Kol Da'olin Gahar in the next few lines. But over there, there's a drar d'mamona to both. Over here, whatever, it's one, not the other, but they don't both have a drar d'mamona. Of course, we're not 100% sure what drar d'mamona means. There's many different shachtim and drar d'mamona. Let's just say for now, the majority, there's a lot of sheets of the Rishonim. I think more Rishonim agree with more or less the Rashbam. The Rashbam says a drar d'mamona is he doesn't define the word drara, but a connection, right? What does he say? They both have drar d'mamona, meaning they both own this para, right? Or shifka, right? I own the para until 3 o'clock p.m. when we did the Kinyan Chalipin, you own the par after 3 o'clock p.m. So therefore, we both have some ownership rights. We both have some chazaka over this para. Who gets the vlad? We both have a basis for our tainus because we both have a bailus at some point, as opposed to Zerah Mershal Abosai, where we didn't both own this. One of us did and one of us didn't, and one of us is lying and one of us is not, is telling the truth. But we don't both have a strong basis for our claim here. So it's whether we both have an objective basis for our claim or we do not. That's Dror D'Mamona. According to, what is the function of Dror D'Mamona here? According to the mainstream approach, which is that this is within Ikal Mekam Allah D'Milsa, Dror D'Mamona within the realm of Ikal Mekam Allah D'Milsa, we still don't know. If it's like Ikal Mekam Allah D'Milsa, since we always possibly Shmuel Dini Mamona, so you shoot it tonight. If it's Ikal Mekam Allah D'Milsa, when we're trying to decide what to do, it depends on Dror D'Mamona. Let's just draw the flow chart here. The flow chart here would be that if it's Ika Lamekam Allah Denilsa or Lekka Lamekam Allah Denilsa, if it's Lekka Lamekam Allah, we do shoot it tonight. Again, I'm assuming not the range of what might or might not be the range of Shitas, right, Tadeus and Suvas, but that we pass like Shmuel and Dini Mamonos, so according to both. There's no difference in Shmuel Shita. If it's Ikam Allah D'Milsa, then it depends whether it's Drara D'Mamona or there's no Drara D'Mamona. If there's a Drara D'Mamona, then we say Yachloku, and that's his Machlo Parva Chamer. If there's no Drara D'Mamona, we say Kol Da'olam Gavar. That is the flow chart. Again, at least as far as our sukkah. Obviously, you have to take it up on the sea, etc. If you actually try to draw all the flow parts in front of all the shitas and all the sukkahs combined, then you'll have 100 flow charts. It's not a reasonable project. But as far as what's in our Gemara, the flow chart is very clear according to the Rashban and most Rishonim. The function of Dror D'Mamona is to tell us to paskin, is to make us paskin and not do called the olam gavar. What's the point? The point is that, again, we'll take the mainstream approach. The point of called the olam gavar, I'm not writing the word yet, so we'll get during the moment we have to modify in a moment. Point of called the olam gavar is that, let's assume when called the olam gavar is a sibuk, we would say, we don't get involved. You two fight out between yourselves. We don't care. We're not getting involved in your stupid disputes. But at least since, someone will down to bring more evidence later. But that's if you don't have a strong basis for your claim to bias. If you have a strong basis for your claim to bias, if you're all, you own this part and you own this part, and you're both tying on the flood, then we can't ignore. Basically, what we're saying is, we can't ignore your strong basis for your claim, right? We can't just say, we're not going to care about what you say because we can't ignore the basis. We can't say, we don't care about what you say, just work it out between yourselves. Because since both sides have a strong basis, therefore we have to protect both sides. And remember, what was the whole issue between called Alon Gavar and Chloe? Is it better to not do any falsehood or to sort of maximize how much, good, how much resolution and how much protection we can give. The point is, if you have no basis for your claim, we'd say we'd rather keep our hands free, keep our hands clean. We'll do nothing. We'll let it be the Wild West. We won't protect anyone. We'll let innocent people suffer. Then we keep our hands clean, and you have no claim on us to dirty our hands. When they each have a very strong claim, then we can't say we want to keep our hands clean because their claims that the Dror D'Mamona of each party creates a moral obligation on us. And therefore, we have to help them. And the only thing we can do is, we're not going to do shuda. The shuda, the daimi, that's mamish, ashbusha, the cherpa, the shanda, the ekel, the ekel, the milsa. The shuda, the daimi, the cherpa, first, that is we would never do. That's only for the shuda, we can only do like we'll make the milsa. If no one's ever going to find out anything, let's do a shuda. We're not going to shuda if reverse. But a yachloku, we'd rather not do it if it'll be reversed. But we can. It's not the end of the world if Yachluk was reversed. Because after all, it's not like we really said it was right and then we're embarrassed. Okay, that's the way you balance all of the different opinions. We'll have to fill in one.
Doesn't that depend on Shuda Dayan? Well, Shuda Dayan said that the friend did that. But But the Sfarashuta de Dayana, that they actually go and investigate and see more, it's more likely.
No, that's for sure we would never do for Dikul Mekul de Milsa, because think about it. Shuta de Dayana, we think what's more likely, but we don't have evidence, right? So it's very embarrassing for Bezdin, let's say, to think what's more likely and then be disproven by Eidim. That shows that Eidim don't really know how to judge character. We would never want to do that. I think that's even worse than picking randomly. Okay, how about according to the derech of the Rimigash? Right, the Rimigash is really the only one to put his name on this, because the Meiri brings down different drachim, and the Rashbam quotes the Sheish Mefarshim and throws it out immediately. The Rimigash, he is the master of this name. Or what's the flow chart according to the Rimigash? The flow chart according to the Rimigash is that this is only a steer within Lekolameka of the Milsa. If it's Ekolameka of the Milsa, we'll start with the same Ekolameka or Lekolameka, the Chule. If it's Ekolameka of the Milsa, we always do call the own car. Right? That makes a lot of sense. If it's going to be discovered later, we don't do anything. The question is, what happens if it's Lekolameka of Lameka of the Milsa? So we are going to do some resolution. Then it depends if it's Drur de Mamona or if it's, there's no Drur de Mamona. If there's Drur de Mamona, we do Yachloku. And if there's no Drur de Mamona, then we do Shuda de Daini, meaning, according to the Midrash, Drur Mamona is not a reason to get involved as opposed to not getting involved. According to, I spoke to you a little in the early. According to the Midrash, Drur Mamona, we're for sure involved. We're definitely getting involved. This is Lekul Mekma Denosa. Drur Mamona is a reason to do Yachloku instead of Shudu de Daini. And what's the point? Shudu de Daini is this type of Shudu either. We'd rather have some chance of being correct, or we'd rather rely on our subjective judgment. That's when they don't have a strong pull to each side. When they have a strong pull to each side, that creates an obligation on us, too. That creates, an obligation on us to take into account each side. Maybe it even creates some sort of chazaka for each side, right? But that's fine. Keep in mind, I always own this para. Maybe I still own this part of the birth. I now own this part. Maybe I already own this part of the birth. It gives a strong basis to each side. And there's a strong basis to each side. Then we have to do Yachloku as opposed to Shuda Didaini. According to the Ritva, if you know I understand the Ritva correctly, the way the Ritva would read.
But it doesn't really clear to me from how we understood the Ritva.
Ah, that's true. The Rimigash does not tell us explicitly how he understands the Ritva. So let's leave that for 1 second. According to the Ritva, it would seem to be that you'd have a very different flow chart, because Ritva says, we're asking Madhavshah, why don't we do Yachloku and not one of the other two things? And the answer is, because here there is a Drur de Mamona. Basically, I said what the Ritva is doing in terms of Shaka Lataria is combining both the other Shitas. So the Chorvati doesn't Pshat. He also combined both of the other Shitas. I mean, unless he said that in the end, they withdrew their Mimadashach and decided one way. But in the Pshat of the Ritva, what he would be saying then is that our first question is Drur de Mamona, or is there no Drur de Mamona? If there's a Drur de Mamona, we always do Yachloku. We don't care about Eka, we don't care about Leka. Drur de Mamona is such a strong ties reason that they both have rights. We can't ignore either. We can't ignore either those rights to decide one way, just because we'd rather do something that might be correct, and we can't ignore either their rights to do nothing. Rather, if there's Drur de Mamona, if there's no Drur de Mamona, then it depends if it's Eka, Lameka, Malanta Milsa, or Leka. Lamekam Allah did Milsa. If it's Eka Lamekam Allah Milsa, we do call Olam Gavar. And if it's Leka Lamekam Allah Milsa, we do Shuda de Daini. Okay, this Lechora is the three flow charts according to the three ways of reading the Gemara. What makes it just a little trickier than this is these aren't the most accurate flow charts, is the Rishonim asked a simple question. The Rishonim asked a simple question, which you think would have such a pushed answer, they wouldn't have to ask it, but apparently they don't think so. Which is, According to the mainstream shot, let's review the mainstream shot. Oh, you know, we had a lot of, we showed them on the board for number one last time, right? Number three is only the Ritva. Number two is basically only the Rebbe Gash, quoted in half the time in the Me'iri and as a Yesh Mefarshim that's, you know, thrown in the garbage by the Rashban. Most Rishonim hold the first shot, if only for technical reasons, that they say, look, this sugya is the sugya of Cheskin HaBatim, or Nachman starts at the gates of Cheskin HaBatim, Zeh Omer Shel Avosai. So we should only be asking questions that are relevant to Rav Nachman. According to the first shot, we ask the question, the stira between Machlok Par B'Chamor and Zeh Omer Shel Avosai, between Yachloku and Kol Balim Par. We never asked the stira that the Yishuv Farshim thought of between Yachloku and Shuvah D'Dayim. That was not a question we asked. But the Rishonim say, but it's not a good question, meaning, why not? Now, here's where I cheated, because I put the answer to the flowchart on this board, which is only the Shita of some Rishonim. Let's ask the following question, and I'll have to admit that I lied in the flowchart. With N, one, right? But what is the answer to the Stira? How do you answer the Stira? Or let's say better. Assume Shmuel. We're going to assume Shmuel. Why don't we say Shuda the Daini in the case of Machlif Para Bechamor? Why not say Shuda the Daini? According to the second and third shot, that I thought, you can't think, well, that was the Gemara's question, why don't we say Shuda the Daini? The Gemara answered, Dora Babola, right? But according to, right, the B, 2 and 3, Hagemara. Right? Okay. If that's the Gemara's question, we have to answer. But according to number one, the Gemara is the steer of Nachman. Because our Gemara is asking Kash number of Nachman, Cheska Zabatim. Our Gemara is not asking Kash between Bob Mitzia and Ksubos, but between Nachman, Parvachamar, and Shay Shokos. But Tak is a good Kasha, if the Gemara doesn't ask it anywhere, then we show them have to. So what is the answer to that stira? Why don't we say Shuvah D'Dayim Machlok Par B'Chamor? What did the Rashbam answer to that stira?
He says it's impossible for the judge to.
He says we theoretically would say Shuvah D'Dayim in the case of Machlok Par B'Chamor if we could, but since Rashbam holds against Rina Tam that Shuvah D'Dayim means they estimate using subjective judgment and not that they award arbitrarily, you can't really have subjective judgment on Machlok Par B'Chamor. You know, did this cow give birth before the halos, after the halos? You know, there's really no room for subjective judgment. Now, of course, this might depend. The Gemara has a machlokas amorayim in Bavitzia, whether the case of machlok parvachamor is shema v'shema or bari u'bari. If it's bari u'bari, and you assume, like Tosa said, that maybe their subjective judgment extends to who seems more honest, then maybe you could disagree with this. Okay, but that's a lot of assumptions. You know, if you don't make two assumptions, then there's no room for subjective judgment. So, and that's what the Me'iri says here also. Not the Me'iri and Lamehem and Beis, who bring down the Rebbe Gash. The Me'iri, when he goes with both Rishonim, right? So, one answer is the Rashbam and the Me'iri on in the Sugya, right? Not at the end of the Sugya, when he goes with the Rebbe Gash. Me'iri in our sugya, let's say. What do they answer? They answer, theoretically, we would do Shuvah D'Dayim, but we can't because they hold against Rebbe Tam that it's a subjective judgment, and theoretically, we would. But, ein makom le'umdina. Okay, that is the Rashbam. What is the Mukha Yosef answers on the Makor sheet? And also Rebbe Yonah says the same thing. Rebbe Yosef, you'll notice, often follows Rebbe Yonah. And if you notice this here, Rebbe Yosef often follows Rebbe Yonah. More so than, you know, the Rashba and the Ritva and the Hizshara. He likes Rebbe Yonah. What does Mukha Yosef and Rebbe Yonah say? Please, Rebbe Yonah and the Mukha Yosef. They say, this is taka, good kasha on Shmuel. Meaning, it's not just a stira. It's a kasha on Shmuel, right? A stira is two equal things. Here it's a mishnah against an amora. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So the first Bam says, no problem. Shmuel would answer, I hold Shita, but only when it's applicable. When it's not applicable, you have to notice the next best option. It says Mugilson and Ben Yona, if you look at the end of the Gorg Subos, they say, we bring a Tana against Shmuel. And Shmuel said, I admit it's Machlokes Tanarim, and brings Machlokes Tanarim about it. Shmuel admits it's Machlokes Tanarim. So what's Shmuel going to say? Shmuel is going to say, I admit it's Machlokes Tanarim. This is the other Tana that I don't paskin like, which is wild, by the way, because what that ultimately means is that we don't paskin like the Mishnah of Machlok Par B'chamer, not because it's also a question of Sotos. We would paskin Machlok Par B'chamer as Shuta D'Dayin, not Yechlokes. Right? Because the Machlok is Tanayim. So what did they answer? The answer is, it's a Machlokes Tanayim, and Shmuel is Kemanda Omar Shuda, and the Mishnah, the Machlif Hara Bechamor, is Kemanda Omar Yachloku, or really they say Shuda Kof. Okay. Al Yachlo, maybe it's Hachloka. And we would paskin shoot at the 90, not Yachloku, according to that in the Yosef and the Yoma.
That would be Misafish, not Rav's version of Yachloku.
What?
Not Rav's version of Yachloku, Machloku, Rav's Yachloku, Misafish.
Yeah, exactly. Rav's version of Yachloku, Misafish. Yes. Now, the Ramban and the Rashba, it's much more foolish than the Ramban. But I put on the new Makoro sheet. So I want to make sure we noticed it. I already cheated, because I already put this on the board. I snuck it onto the board without telling you. Says the Ramban, it's Pashut why we don't say Shita D'Dayin in Machlok Par B'chamer. Bednarsh already put in a flow chart. Because we only say Shita D'Dayin when it's Lekel Make Mada Milsa. We don't say Shita D'Dayin when it's Ekel Make Mada Milsa. That is the Ramban. Interestingly, it seems like none of these other Rishonim were bothered by it. As Rav Rabbi Yona says, Ramban's teretz is a dumb teretz. It's a bad teretz. Okay, who am I to stick my head between Ramban and Rabbi Yona? I just thought Rabbi Yona's teretz was a good teretz. But apparently, it could be that since the teretz is so obvious to the Ramban, it could be that all the Rishonim listed here, four Rishonim here, thought it was a bad teretz. But the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban is very explicit, and the Rashba implicitly says this, maybe you find other people also. He says very pasha, because you can't say Shuda D'Dayini if it's a case of Ika Lameka Allah D'Nilsa. And therefore he says it was obvious why we don't say Shuda D'Dayini in case of Machlok Par B'chamer. Shuda D'Dayini is only when it's Lekel Lamekel on the Milsa. This is the case of Ekel Lamekel on the Milsa, according to most of Shonim, so it's possible why you don't say Shuda D'Dayini. Meaning, this flowchart is only according to one Gimel, according to the Ramban and the Rashba. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, whenever it's Lekel Lamekel on the Milsa, you say Shuda D'Dayini. When it's Ekel Lamekel on the Milsa, you have Bada can't say Shuda D'Dayini. Then the question just Kobal Umar Yachloku. Now, what's the machlokus? Says Rinona, why can't you say Shu didn't die me when it's equal make all of the Nosa? If you're willing to say Yachloku, why aren't you willing to say Shu didn't die me? I think they're about nature and Pashut. I'm willing, this might depend on the Svar. If the Svar of equal make all of the Nosa, we don't have any too much, then if you're willing to say Yachloku, you should be willing to say Yachloku. If the Svar is like a night to Bezdin, right? What was the Rishpan had a nice line about this? Sofa lead the Ivas, or it's a what was the lashon of the we had a nice lashon, or it was a gnai. What was the lashon? Let me find the lashon. Where was this? I wrote down someplace the Lashonos as to what's the problem with equal make of Milsa, but now I can't find where I wrote it. Maybe it was on here. All right, if you assume it's a Gnai Bezdin, right? It's a, whatever exact Lashon we're going to use. If you assume the problem is
That it is a.
Yes, the Easter root I had in Chidanova basting.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the Indiva Maskal Hasa.
No, 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 but what were the, there was a formulation of the other Rishonim.
Even more to the Rishonim.
Okay, I can't. There was some nice line that is skipping my mind. Well, let's call it
again. Basting?
Not, no, the other one. Give me another one. What else did we quote? We didn't quote one more? Okay. If you assume it's a problem, it's Gnai Bezdin. Oh, hold on. I think I found it in my notes. Give me a second. What was the Lashon of Shud HaRash? That's what I was looking for. The Lashon of the Shud HaRash was, give me a second. Gnai Lebesdin. Okay.
Why don't I have to look hard?
Gnai Lebesdin. If the problem is Gnai Lebesdin, then I understand. It's more of a Gnai to say Shuda than to say Yachloku. Sometimes we're willing to have a say Yachloku even if it'll make more than mil sense. It's a small Gnai Lebesdin if we split it and then they bring it even. It's a small Gnai. We split it, then they bring Aden. And when we split it, it's not like we decide it. So it's a small Gnai Lebesdin. But Shuda Nidaini, we would never do when it's equal to make Mada Milsa. We'd never do Shuda Nidaini equal. That's a big Gnai Lebesdin that we decide one way. Doesn't matter on basis of what. That's a big Gnai Lebesdin we would never do Shuda Nidaini when it's equal to make Mada Milsa. Even though we're willing to do Yachloku.
It's all that
Gnai Lebesdin.
Why does it make it less of Gnai Lebesdin?
It doesn't either. Well, either say it's not a Gnai Bezdin at all, if you work out the sheets that way, or to say that it's not, because counter pressure. That counter pressure is enough to overcome this much Gnai Bezdin, but not that much. Okay, this is, but however, let me just point out that according to the other Pshatim, the flowchart works differently. Shud the Rabbinim, shud the Lechomim, is not a reason not to say shud is dying. Rather, what are we saying here? The all you have is give me a second here. Let me make sure that I'm not exactly. it ends up basically the same as the Ritva, right? If it's Drurd Ramona. No. How does it work out? They say that we could say Shuda Dining not for Parva Chamer. Why? Because, this is it. Why could we say Shuda Dining theoretically? Because it's Eko Mekmo de Milsa and it's Drurd Ramona. What we say is this. It doesn't matter which we go first. Doesn't matter which we say first. Basically, we only say Kodol Gomar if it is Ikel Mekma de Milsa and there's no charge of Amona. Right? Yes. Sorry. What do we say? We say if it's Eko Lemekmo de Milsa. I apologize for the different orientation. You could write the same orientation. Lekka Lemekmo de Milsa. If it is Eko Lemekmo de Milsa and there's no Drar de Mamona. Then we say called the Olam Gavar. When do we say called the Olam Gavar? When we're going to find out later, and there's no rights that each side has. There's no reason why we have to respect both sides. However, if it's like Lechem Lechem Milsa, or it's Drurd Vamona, which are the same thing, then we say Shuda the Daini. What? Give me a second. Then, according to the Rama, Luka Yosef, and the Renu say Shuda Daini. Oh, what's the Bakum Bob Khama? That was the other time. We don't pass them like that. Or according to the Rishbam and the Meiri,
the M E F Sharlaso Shuda,
ki ein omdina az yakotu viduchotin. Right? This is the difference between lavdafka, they would argue with each other, necessarily. Maybe they're only arguing with each other. But basically, we have then four different ways to read the maskana of the sugya. What exactly is the role of Jorik Mamona? What are the rules for when we say what? And basically, each of these three things, Yachloku, Shudu, Daimon, called the Ongavar, you're going to look at it a little differently according to each pshat. Okay, then it's, you know, yeah, I'm not going to go through each pshat and say, well, exactly, what are they arguing about? Obviously, they're arguing about exactly how willing are we to do kol da'olim gavar. Are we willing to do kol da'olim gavar in many circumstances or only in very few circumstances, right? According to the Midrash, we do kol da'olim gavar whenever it's ikel lemekam. According to everyone else, only if it's ikel lemekam and there's no drur d'mamona. So the Midrash is more willing to do kol da'olim gavar. Everyone else is less willing to do kol da'olim gavar. Either that's because he holds Kolda Ungavar has more truth to it, like the Rush, or just because he holds that Bez then has less of an obligation to always get involved.
The Rush found it's even so it's not a thing. It's nothing to do with the kiss. Nothing to do with the Rush in the moment. I mean, this would even apply if you had a kiss pick up to make him a lot of milk, so that wouldn't affect him. I think it really matters.
That's exactly it, right? Meaning, this is so good to apply, no matter how, there are two ways to get to the same place. Isn't that what you're saying?
What if there were no
drugs? If there were no drugs, Mamona, and it was Iko or Leka. If it was Iko, make them also, if it's Leka, we already said it makes no difference. Right? Whether or not drugs, Mamona, right? Whether or not. Or not, there's drugs, Mamona, we don't care. Theoretically, we could have written this also with drugs, Mamona, or not drugs, Mamona. If there is no drug, and if there's drugs, Mamona, whether or not we'll make it or Leka will make it. Okay, so here is what is Lamaisa, what is Jorik Mamona doing in our sugya? According to the Rabban and the Rashba, what it's telling us is that you have to do Yachloku and not Kol Da'olim Gavar. They both have rights. We have to protect their rights. No happening of Shuta. According to the Rimigash, it's the Jorik Mamona is, according to the Rimigash, Dror is telling us you have to kaluta not shoot the daini. We have to respect their rights to half and not just randomly give it to one. According to the Ritva, it's saying yachloku, and we can't do any other option. And according to the Rashbam and the Meiri and the Reliyon and the Mukhe Yosei, what Dror Gmon is telling us is that even though it could be decided later and we'd rather not get involved, we have to get involved. And once we get involved, then we should actually be shooting the daini if possible. And only if not possible, do Yachloku. The main difference is, what I would point out, the big finish of many, many Rishonim here is that what is the function of Jorik Mamona? Jorik Mamona is a reason to do Yachloku. Jorik Mamona is a reason to do Yachloku. Jorik Mamona is a reason to do Yachloku. But according to the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Rabbi Yona, Jorik Mamona is a reason to shoot it tonight. Because they say, oh, that's the other Tana, but Shmuel would say, shoot the daini. I think that's what they mean. And even according to our Shabbat, Jorik Mamona would be a reason to say, shoot the daini if you could, just as you can't do Yachloku. So this is very different. It's not that if you ask, and now I will, if you ask, what function, we have several Jorik Mamona, it's hard to tell the order to discuss this bit. What does Jorik Mamona accomplish? According to three Pshatim, it might be a reason they each have a right to half. Tostos in Bamatzia says that if they each most like a half. Or it might just be is Jorik Mamona a reason we have to get involved? Or a reason why they each have the right to half? According to this shot, it's not a reason they each have the right to half. Jorik Mamona might lead us to shoot and die. It's a reason we have to get involved. We can't not get involved if there's a Jorik Mamona. According to this shot, it's a reason why they each have the right to it's a reason, and this chat's a reason why they each have the right to half. According to the Rabban and the Rashba, you go either way. So Jorik Mamona is a reason they each get half. A reason
They each get half. But according to this shot, it is a reason to get involved. Well, I'm not going to give them each half. According to the Mugliosi and the Rabbinio, we wouldn't necessarily give them each half. We do shoot them according to our Tanoim. And when there's Ram, we wouldn't necessarily give them each half. We do shoot them if we could. If we can't, then we're stuck giving them each half. And according to this shot, it could really go either way. Okay, so I know it took us a long time to get to the very simple conceptual question of what is the rule of George Mamona, which is funny that we asked before saying what the words mean, but what is the rule of George Mamona? And we have four possible flowcharts here. I think these are the only four flowcharts. According to two of them, it's a reason to give them each half. They each deserve half. They each have a right to half. I don't mean their right to half, but finally. Their claim is so great that it's something they didn't write to half. According to one shot, it's a reason to get involved. Whether we'll give them each half or we'll do shoot into dine, that's my whole time, or depending on the circumstances, just to get involved. And according to the Ravana and the Rashba, could go either way. We don't know. Okay.
I have a lot of trouble with this word position because basically you're saying that the juror in the moment, that position says juror in the moment is not a legal criteria for it.
Sure, it is. It's a legal criteria which makes us Paskin instead of St. Paul all of
Gomer. It's a criteria for basically getting involved.
Yes, that's on plate.
That's both the other ones. I can understand that working. According to the Rashbam, but according to Rabbi Tam's understanding of Shuddha and Dina, it simply is such a position would never be possible. You can't use Yor and Mamona to get to a situation where everything's arbitrary.
That might depend on what Yor and Mamona means, which I'll go in a second. Like, for example, if Yor and Mamona means they each have a strong claim, then that would be very strange. But if Yor and Mamona means there is an objective question and not just a claims. There's an objective something like Tosfos. That's so crazy. Once there's an objective something, we have to say something about it. We can't ignore it. If you guys have stories, we can ignore you. There's an objective something, we can't ignore it, even if the answer is arbitrary. So depending on what word Ramona is, it's not so crazy. Yes?
When in the case of Lekko and Mekon and no charge of Ramona, so does the Mishnah disagree with Shmuel there also?
In the case of Lekel Mekon Milsa, when there's no George Mamona, we have no idea because the Mishnah's not talking about it, right?
Yeah,
would someone, Lekel Mekon the Milsa, and yeah, isn't that in Shtaros? Lekel Mekon Milsa and no George Mamona, probably?
I'm saying, so.
Depending on what you think George Mamona is, this is Shtaros, but Lechora, the Mishnah is still one because the Tanoim disagree. Pashas, that Tanoim would still disagree with Shmuel, yes.
Even though it's a totally different season.
Yes, I'd like to think that Tanoim disagrees with Shmuel in all three possibilities. Ika Drara, Leka Drara, Leka No Drara. It's just in general, what's better to Book of Sophie is the Lush of the Gorm Subas. This is not Logan, the Tanoim, but Logan's Ram Shmuel and Lush of Ashmuel Subas.
But I'm saying, so Lishna comments with this.
It's a good question, but once you get to that, my folks said, no, I'm a core, let's, it doesn't matter, it doesn't really matter. Most of us love that, but the folks
said, so it would be a Machlokes.
What?
It would be a Machlokes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, right. Now, Chaim, please, what we just didn't discuss is one of the words, George Mamona. Right? What is this mysterious George Mamona thing that we mentioned? We just didn't, completely describe. What is this thing called George Mamona, which either makes us award half and half, as opposed to doing anything else, or makes us get involved as opposed to not getting involved? What does George Mamona mean? And here, part of the problem is that no one knows what the word drawer means etymologically, and that concerns me less. No one knows what it means substantively, right? What's the etymology of Gerard de Mamona? What does it mean that, you know, a dorare is not so pashut. The Rashba here quotes a targum that miyadit vachshena is to darvena, to even vakesh, to have a claim on something. So it might mean to have a claim on something. Or you could say it means to have a connection to something. Why? Because we do find any place. What's the only other context find the word drawer in Shas?
Speaking of the tumah.
Drawer is a tumah. Jorah to Toma and some like connection to Toma Daraisa, right? This is an example, right? Some connection to Hashasha Toma Daraisa. So it means some connection or some claim. It's not 100% clear. I mean, there's no word, there is a word drawer in biblical Hebrew, but that's clearly not what we're talking about here.
What if it's connects it up somehow to mitan and uses it
because dori is like to carry something. Yeah. So drara means
mitan of money.
Means like Rashi and Bamatsia. Loss of money.
But some okay. Substantial amount of
money. Okay. Aha. In any case, the word drawer is not going to help us terribly much because there's no clear, the etymology is very unclear. But okay, forget the etymology. You know, that's not our main, you know, it's our concern when it enlightens us. But it's not ma'akev. What does it mean substantively? What does drawer de mamona mean? And here it gets very tricky because every Rishon will say something slightly different, and they all mean more or less, almost all mean more or less the same. And it is hard to tell. They all mean more or less the same, and it's hard to tell exactly, you know, how many sheets are there in Jorah de Mamona? That's it. A question I'll never succeed in answering because, like, they're all almost the same thing. And I say almost all, right? And Rashi and Bambanzia. Correct. Most are. So I'm just going to, with your mechila, lump everyone together except for the outliers and say what it means is that they have a strong basis for their claim, right? What's a strong basis for the claim? The Rashbam here specifically says they each have bailus on the para. And that's as opposed to e demar lo demar e demar lo demar. What does it mean e demar lo demar? In the case of the para, well, maybe. What does it mean? Jorah de Mamona as opposed to e demar lo demar e demar lo demar. Isn't the cap also? I know. Don't quote me. The reason they said isn't the cap also? If it's his, it's not his. If it's his, it's not his. So, but here they both were Jorah de Mamona. Over there, it's either one guy's or the others. Over there, the capital also wonders the only thing either before or born after. So, no, what the Rashbam says that, no, they're not the calf, the mother. In this case, the mother is clearly was mine until 3 o'clock and was yours after 3 o'clock. While in that case, the field was either always yours or always yours. That's how he reads the drawer de Mamona and the Edomar lo demar as going on the mother, not the calf. Why? Because the calf is borer that it's only one of ours. So far, it's borrowed that it's only one of ours. So he says, basically, we have a strong claim. What is the strong claim? The strong claim is that I own the cow, you own the cow. We just don't know when it gave birth. And it seems like most Rishonim are trying to say the same thing in different words. They all use the phrase shaychus mama, right? They all use the phrase shaychus mama. And I don't know which of these we have printed out here. For example, the Agma says, Iker mamon, the height one. What's the Iker mamon? The height part of high shikra, the asminayi height one, make her have the mocha rahash of the lokea. The Adamah says the same thing as the Adamah didn't know the Rashbam didn't know the Adamah certainly says the same thing. It's a shaykhus of Iker mamon, meaning how they each have Iker mamon, because they each owned the mother. They each owned the cow. Therefore, they each have a very, very strong claim to the, they each have a very strong claim to the calf. And you can find that in many other Rishonim as well. I didn't put them all on the Makorah sheet. What does the Rabbi Yonah say? He says, I thought it was here someplace. Okay, it's in the next piece. Okay, a number of Rishonim all take that similar approach. So it's some shaychus or ikar mamon, some clear bailus or zechus that gives a very, very strong basis to your claim. That is the Rashbam. And most Rishonim, they all say shaychus in different, everyone in different words says shaychus, the other is mamish, the same thing. But they all, you know, I really think they're all saying shaychus in slightly different words. Just maybe we'll read one more.
What does the Ritva say here? Ikeperish Iker Tvia, Miloshin Dror de Toma, or Tvakshenu is the Darena, not in the Dar, one close to the other Targumim. You know, Zika the Iker Betvia Zu. Why? Because Bamukhar Shulmikodim, I have Vigu Shul Akshav. Okay, all saying Rashi, Rashbam, Rosh Hashem saying the same thing. It is a Iker Zuchus in the Mamon, a very, very strong basis, even with some sort of Chazak on his side, right? This is mine, maybe it's still mine. This is mine now, maybe it was already mine, for this Mamon. So you have a strong basis for your Tvia. The Tosos says a little differently. Says Tosos, both in Bavnitsiya and here, he says, Pirish the Dal Tanatai you mehacha yesh sofek lebez din the high minai hoyo of lad and nola kodum shemacha or acher shemacha rechein mishor etc. Etc. Vahacha was ever shall vosai shall he tell us say about sofek amrina and call the alim gavar, meaning there's an objective sofek and not just their stories. In the case of Rav Nachman called the alim gavar, I say it was my field, you say it was your field. We have no objective reason to think that it was one of your fields. However, in the case of Achlevar Rechamer, it clearly belongs to either me or you, just depending whether it's born before or after 3 o'clock. That is an objective suffix. Likewise, all the cases of Sokos have an object. What are all the cases of Sokos and Shas? You know, if anyone bothered to look up all the cases of Sokos and Shas, there is the both directions, the Nogea Shorshanadcha Lara or the Parashanadcha. Right. Again, all the birth questions, right? My shore gorge, your. Gorge your cow, we find a stillborn calf. We don't know if that was born beforehand and not my fault, or because of the injury and it is my fault, or even your cow damaged. And we're not sure if it gave birth beforehand, and therefore I can't collect from the calf if it's Tommy Gufo, or gave birth afterwards, I can't collect from the calf. Or the other case in Bamatsia of I borrowed, not I take two cows from you, one is borrowed, some Chayvin Onsen. And one is rented, a potter from Onsim, and it always happens, and we're not sure which cow was which, right? Because we didn't identify which, or we didn't remember which cow was which. Then also, there's all objective spatials, right? You don't need, it's not just who's telling the truth. They might be Bari Ubari, they might be Shemo Shema. That's a locus in the Maharavati Pokentes. But either way, there's an objective suffix. Says Kosos, there is an objective suffix. That's his shot. Again, it is definitely, it is definitely somewhat similar to the Shah and Rashbam and Moshe Rishonim in that generally, when you each have a strong ikur to your claim, there's going to be an objective suffix without your tightness. When you don't have a strong ikur to your claim, it's going to be just he said, without any reason we should be suffix whatsoever. But nonetheless, Tosos takes it a little differently. And then there is Rashi in Bav Metzia. What does Rashi Bav Metzia say it means? Gerard Mamona? Chisaron on a loss of money. He says, you're going to lose money. Why is this a loss of money? Because I traded a chamor for the parath. If I don't get the calf, then I could lose money because I'm getting something worth less than my chamor. If you have to give me the calf, then you could lose money because maybe you're getting a chamor that's worth less than your para, right? There's a loss of money. As opposed to, what's the as opposed to Rashi and Bavitsiya? What was the case with Abadjar Jamon and Bavitsiya? Shnaim Oaks and Batalis. Shnaim Oaks and Batalis had no Jar Jamona. Why do you have no Jar Jamona? Well, either there's no strong basis for their claims, so it's just they come to beds and they're grabbing something. There's no previous basis for their claim, or it's an objective claim. No objective suffix. Like, whatever you say, we didn't know we moved something whose talus this was. And according to Rashi, there's no loss of money. Why is there no loss of money about the talus? Because you have to go with your kimta to the Gemara there. The Gemara gives two okimtas of the talus there. It's not like, stop, I say you grab my talus. Then that would be a loss. I say you grab my talus, you say that I grab your talus. Then that would be a loss of money. Then Rashi would say it's different. But that's not what the Gemara says the case is. That's what it sounds like the case is, if you, you know, might just like hear the story in kindergarten. But the Gemara says that either the case is it was a hefker and a beda. We both think they picked up at the same time, so no one's losing money. It's free money. Or it's mekach u'memkar. We both think that bought it at the same time and paid or are willing to pay the seller. So it's no loss of money. One of us will get the talus and pay for it. The other one will not get the talus and not have to pay. Right? But clearly, whoever doesn't get the talus gets their money back. So there's no loss of money. It works out well there. That's a loss of money if we just... What does Gerard Mamona mean? One is the Rashbam, and I think most Rishonim say that it means Iker and Shaykhus. Okay, you have an Iker and Shaykhus, says Tosfos, that it's an suffix, the low time of saying it, right? What we would call an objective suffix. However, says Rashi and Bava Metzia, Hefsid mamon. It's a Hefsid mamon. Rashi Mamatsiya says Hefsid mamon. Now, Rashi Mamatsiya says Hefsid mamon. What bothers all the Rishonim is if you say, again, it appears two places in Shas, this Dvora, both about Matthew Parvachamra, but one is as opposed to Shai Moksa Batalis, the other is as opposed to Zemur Shalavosai and or Shnei Shtara Sayyot Sibyomecha. So you could say both of them. It's a matter of shyness to the money, right? By the talis, here, I own the cow, you own the cow. Here, no one ever previously owned the talis, no one ever previously owned the field of the stars on, no one ever previously owned the field of the Zemur Shalavosai. If you say objective suffix, if you say objective suffix, then, okay, there's no objective suffix about the talis, just use your story and his story. We had no reason we were suffix on our own. And by the Zeron Shalom, both sides, no reason to be Masuk on our own. And so we're not going to mention Ishtaris for Lechor. We would be Masuk on our own. Lechora. But Rashi Bamatsia works well there. Machlo Parah, there's a Hefsid Mamon, but there's no Hefsid Mamon by Shlaimos of the Talis because either Matsia or a refundable purchase. But over here, Lechora, there is a Hefsid Mamon. Again, let's say simplicity. Step two, a Zeron Shalom, both sides. I say it was always my father's field. If I lose the field, I'm going to lose a lot of money. And you say it was always your father's field. If you lose the field, you're going to lose a lot of money. So that's what bothered the Rishonim. What bothered the Rishonim is, how did that work in our Sunday, right? Question is, that Omer Shelavosai Mechuli is Hefsid Mamo. The big Hefsid Mamon, this is my father's field, and you're trying to take it away from me. So here, the Rashba said, and we can't go to Rashi in Bava Basra to help us, because there's no Rashi in Bava Basra, right? Other than just say, well, let's see if Rashi works out consistently what he says, etc. So, says the Rashba in Bava Metzia, that it doesn't mean the same thing in both sugyas, right? That, no, different. Meaning in the two sugyot. When Rashi said the man Hefsid Mamon, he only meant Chesaron Mamon. Maybe he said it was Lashon Chesaron Mamon. He said he only meant that in, let's say, Chesaron. I think that's even better than Hefsid, right? I'm pretty sure that's he only meant that in Bava Metzia. Oh, why would the Gemara say Gerard Mamona about the same case, Machlo Parah Chamra, two different sugyas mean two. But over here, it means like the other Rishon. About two different things. Okay, we'll show ourselves chalfos. You know, maybe we wouldn't do that nowadays, but I don't think Gemara, that was an acceptable thing to do. They basically had this Masora that Machlo Parah Chamra was Gerard Mamona. You know, they sort of thought everything they knew about Machlo Parah Chamra and called that Gerard Mamona. And then they take one part of the meaning of Gerard Mamona where it's relevant to one sugya, and a different part of the meaning of Gerard Mamona where it's relevant to a different sugya. Then this Masorah of Gerard Mamona, there were different elements they associated with this Masorah. They pulled that one in Bava Metzia, one in Bava Basra. It's a little duff of Pat, Petakin appears twice in Shas, about Machlo Parah Chamra, just contrasting the two different things. It means two different things. But if you're less braver, you're stuck.
And the Rashi thinks, according to Rashi, then the Svara. The part used here doesn't apply
Correct, because we're trying to, they're answering two different things. So the other question was, why do you do, first of all, there was a hot meeting rejected. The question is, why Machlok Parvah Chaver, do you split it without a shlua, and in Samuel Tzimtalis with a shlua? Okay, there's one meaning which Jordan one explains why you're not to make a shlua. Either way, it's the same money, Yachloku. Here it's Yachloku versus Kalbal and Bar. These are different meaning of Jordan Malona. They're talking about two different things. One is who gets the money, the other is you have to swear. Okay, not so crazy. And don't work too hard. Obviously, you have to work hard, sense, a hot one. Don't work too hard, makes sense, because that's rejected there. Anyway, in the end, they reject and say, Adrab, it doesn't really make sense. They don't reject the protecting reason. They reject it and say, we actually don't like the smart. Which is, okay, we're not getting to this now. It's a philosophical question. When the Gemara rejects something, so they say, you don't like the smart, how hard should you work for the initial smart? Obviously, the answer is in between. I should have put on the Makoros, or maybe I shouldn't have. I noticed that the Ritven Bat Metzia, which I didn't put on the Makoros at all, gives a different answer to this question. And he says, it's also not a chisaron moment here. Why is it not a chisaron moment here? You're taking my shalavosai, I'm taking your shalavosai. Because we have no good evidence or connection that it was ever shalavosai, so they're not losing much. Basically, he tries to turn chisaron moment into ikar v'shaichas moment. Saying, it's only called chisaron moment, it's the chisaron of mamo that you have an ikar v'shaichas to. So when I definitely own something, then that's a chisaron moment. But Zeru Shalvosai, where the Chisaron is only money that I can never prove I was connected to. So basically, he combines them. Instead of the Ritven Bat Metzia, to defend Rashi, he says, no. It means a Chisaron Mamon Shehayelo Iker Rashaychosei Lo. What's his Lashon? Shein Lechemim Shumschos Bevadai. Shehayelo, we'll use our Lashon. Iker the shaychos lo. It's over here, not called chisaron mamon, it's not a chisaron of money that you had a strong connection to. I thought you could say, I'm going out a little bit on a limb, but I thought you could say, we don't know how Rashi teaches our Gemara. We don't know how Rashi interprets our Gemara. Remember? What I erased on the board. Was the kasha on Rav Nachman, or was the kasha on Shmuel? If you know the kasha of Nachman, that's a pretty big chisaron mamon. It's a pretty big chisaron mamon to say that that zelmer shalavosai. Again, the ritva is cute. It's the only chisaron of mamon that you have an ikar right to. It was a chus b'vadai, is his lashon. But I thought maybe Rashi was like the Rimigash. If you say, what are the odds Rashi was like the Rimigash? Come on, Rashi is an Ashkenaz, the Rimigash is in Sfar. It's a Yeshiva version of the Rashbam, right? Maybe Rashi will like the Ish version of the Rashbam, right? And say that one's not so crazy. Maybe not. But if Rashi will like the Ish version of the Rashbam, then it's not so crazy because Taka, there's no Kisaron Mamon in the case of Shnei Shtaros. We're not contrasting with Zelmer Shalavosai. We're contrasting with Shnei Shtaros according to the Ish version. Shnei Shtaros, remember, if we assume like the Rashbam against the Rebbe Negershon, which is also an assumption that so much Shtari Matana, not Shtari Halva'a. I got the field, I was Shtari, got the Matana, you were Shtari, you got the Matana. There's no Shtari Mamon there. Easy come, easy go, it's a Matana. Or even if you say it's a Shtar Mecca, I bought it, you bought it. You know what? Whoever didn't buy it, maybe get their money back. Exactly. Meaning it could be exactly Palestine of Matana. So either free things we got or a transaction we can get a refund from. Either way, there's no Shtari Mamon. So here on the assigned team, Intentaloma, Durashi Pirish. Can I would say Rimigash, but I want to make it more historically realistic. It could also be helpful. You never know, great minds could think alike. But if Yesh Barsh and Rashbam, then Rashi learned with his grandson. His grandson knew there was this day of floating around. Rashi could have held like it. Not crazy. Then Nika and Yusuf Sharatana did the Shnei Shtaros Ain. Chisaron Mamon. We're not too interested. Kasha Zed, Omer Shalavol says Hepsed Mamon. It's Chisaron Mamon. Okay, but according to the Yisra portion, we're not talking about Zemer Shalavol says, we're talking about Shnei Shtaros. And Shnei Shtaros is not Chisaron Mamon. So it's not Tana, then I'm not Chasar Mamon. And if it's a Mecca, maybe I can get my money back, the same as in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia is either free or refundable. Maybe here it's also free or refundable. So therefore, it's not It could be that Rashi's not crazy if he held like the Ish Mefarshim, and then it would be fascinating. Maybe Rashi's the Ish Mefarshim.
Can't you say also by Eshel HaLosayim, they've never had it. They were going to be inheriting it from their father. And if they're going to inherit it from their father, that means they never had it. So they
say it's not a
Olam yet, and then
meaning you're, that's fascinating. You're viewing inheritance. The way a modern person views inheritance. How does a modern person view inheritance? As winning the lottery is free money. I take that back. You're viewing the way a modern person who's not rich views inheritance. Yeah, it was on my great uncle died, and all of a sudden left me money in the will. Even if someone's parents, reach their 120 and die and they inherit whatever. Oh, great, I got free money. It's not a chisaron. I hear that time, and maybe you're right. I would just say, not everyone looks at it this way. I think the people whose names we've heard of, the Rockefellers and DuPonts and et cetera, they view the inheritance as their family legacy that's already their money, not as, it turns out, Taco, my parents died. Who knows? They had $300,000 in the bank. I thought they were a posh people. I mean, that is a posh person. And I just wonder also, if we go back to, again, we're not talking about biblical times. We go back to the Gemara, if someone's father had a field, were they a modern person who says, well, look, I got a free field, but it's not my certain moment if I lose it? Or no, someone's father's field and their family legacy was their, keep in mind, B'tkufat HaMikra, your field was what, when you grew up, you felt about your last name. Nowadays, even last names are what they once were. Your father's field was your heritage. That was your identity. Lahakim Shema Meis al Nachalasso, not Lahakim Shema Meis. Like it says in the Chumash, Lahakim Shema Meis al Nachalasso, like real people, viewed it when they got to express themselves freely in Megillas Rus. So now again, the Gemara is somewhere in between in terms of how people looked at land and how people looked at family. In between the modern world and the time of the Chumash. But I still wonder if you would really ask someone in those days, not nowadays, my great uncle passed away and I don't get the inheritance. Easy come, easy go. I don't know if people would think of it easy come, easy go. People might feel like their father's field is their field, is their family, is their identity. So I hear the Taina. It's a nice answer. Did someone say that in there? No. Okay. Well, good morning.
But someone.
I can assume Morty stands for. Actually, I don't know. Morty, I don't know if this Morty stands for something in Hebrew or only in English.
It's only in English.
Okay.
In Hebrew, it's motion.
Okay. Morty. Says Morty that maybe a Yurik. Now, again, you also have to assume that Zeramashal of Osai means they both claim to never have lived there. Not like, this is mine for my father's. No, I never lived there, but you should know it was my father's. That's an okimta.
That means if they did live there, they could have brought food for that more.
Okay, fair. That's a good point. You're right. The way some of them analyze each electrical link of the else, it sounds like they never lived there. Fair enough. Okay, maybe Yerusha is not a concern. Mama, that's certainly also possible. Even though I like my shop, because then I can sort of deal with the mask of the Asian portion of their father. But that's not a reason that's true.
I don't know.
That's a reason that's cool.
There's been a riot earlier on tomorrow. Base talks that
Correct. And in a Konami, but I guess the fact that it's Morty would say the fact that it's like the Milsa might, that's exactly right. What's other trying to say? Because they don't know what even their father has an equal link with the Milsa. They didn't know who to ask. Now, of course, they can also have checked themselves. Okay, fair enough. I take that back. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's a chiddush. For most of the Zohar Mishael of both sides, they also live there. So it's a chiddush. Okay, you want to put it in the board in parentheses? Put it an asterisk, right? Like what was it, Barry Bonds? Who's the one who got the asterisk? What? Whoever it was, right? Controversial. Sorry, my sports references are not worth it. I shouldn't start. But... What?
No, idea.
Some guy has a baseball record. They put a little star.
Roger Maris.
Okay, put a star for Roger Maris. Okay, I knew someone in this room knows sports. Just because I don't doesn't mean that the young people don't. Okay, fight turn. Now, this is all. So we can possibly defend Rashi Bava Metzia, either the Ritva by turning him more to the other Rishonim, the Rashi by just saying Sugis Hamaskalfos, or Maybe Morty wanted to say, make an Okimta, they never lived there, and that's not a Kesar Mamon. Or I want to say, just make an Ishvarsh and Rashbam, and then it's really not bad at all. Then it's really not a Bayah at all if he's the Ishvarsh. And again, it's not crazy for him to be the Ishvarsh and the Rashbam. It's not like whenever the Rashbam quotes Rashi, he quotes him by name. So it's not crazy. Correct, but okay, that's all. He knows all of his grandfather's shitas, etc. Yeah, it's still not crazy. Okay, fine. Now, what's interesting here is I want to look at for a moment the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say here? If you look at the Me'iri, how does he touch Gerard Mamon and our Sugya? He says something which I really think is very interesting. If I'm fundamentally different, says the says the Me'iri. Dibur Maslal Machlal Par B'Chamor. I think it's that one. Etc. What does he say? He say Lama Amr Vayachlokuv Lo Amr Lo Shuda the Dainik Din Stars Lo Kol the Olivarkin in Sfida. I know here it sounds like the Rick for the question of Machlok, but then it's clear that he really thinks that if your question is Rav Nachman like most of Rishonim, because in the end he gives a different answer why they're going to say Shuda. But let's say why didn't they so-called Olivarkin? Shazo Shal Shifko Par Yisrach Mamo. Srach is part of the Mamo, right? Connection to the Mamo. The Kol Echad Mehem Shab Par Vashifko Shal Shnei Ma'isam Zeh Har Zeh. So for basically quoting Rashbam. Kol Echad Toin Par Rosh Yishukas the Yalda. Each one says. It was mine. O shtem of shasamecher yolda ve'in levarer shalmi. So far, it's pointing to Rashbam. What does that say? Each guy says it was mine, or it was around the time, and we can't figure out. I assume the Rashbam says that the cover bari bari shem the shem. Either shem the shem, each one says it was mine, or each one says, look, it was around the time. It was hard to tell, but it might be mine. But then he adds something. The esher she'en kan taina shakras. Maybe no one's lying, right? What do we call that in words from last year?
Ramai.
Ein vader ramai, right? Like a vader ramai. Bahari ze omel chaveri yatamo. Maybe there's no sheker. That's interesting. He throws that in. He starts with the Rashbam. He never quotes the story, footnotes the story. So Bahari ze, sometimes in a weird way. Bahari ze omel chaveri yatamo de shechuzu shali yasab rashusi yalda. Zemer yatamo de shechuzu lakach and chavashi yalda. No, don't you admit it used to be mine? Don't you admit it's now mine? Okay, this is an important point. Whenever someone quotes someone else and adds words, then you have to take much more seriously the words they add than the words they quote, right? I would even go so far as to say, don't look at all the words together and see what he's trying to say. Look at the words he's adding and see what he's trying to turn the Rashbam into. Right, what does he add to the Rashbam? The Esher she'en kan taina shakras. Maybe no one's lying, which is already something that we didn't find anyone else in the sugya. Aval Spina, if it's one's, if it's his, not his, but his, not his, but ain't kalu kosum because they have the din b'shum panim, and it's impossible that the splitting would be correct, would be accurate. Meaning it can't be both theirs. He's sort of turning it into, can it be both of theirs, or can it not be both of theirs? Right? Okay, and then he says, and why not say shoot it? I mean, that's because there's no umdara. We already had that on the board, right? He doesn't think that's the Gemara's question. Question, why you don't say shoot that? You're in six, there's no umdara. And that was what we called alf. But he throws something in here. What does he say? Now, again, he throws two contrasting muscles from the Shonos to different, whether it's a Tana Sheker or whether it's extra Lachamuk or Leos Hemis, which are two slightly different. Is it possible both theirs, or is it possible they're both telling the truth? But what's he trying to say here? He's trying to sort of turn this sugya into, do they each have a strong basis for their claim into, could they both be right? In Zerushal Bosai, they can't both be right. In Machlev Par B'Chamor, they can both be right. They can both be right. What? The answer didn't get out of shower. Better yet, maybe they can't both be right. We'll get to that in a little nil. But at the very least, they can both be honest. Let's say better. Here, they could both be honest. Now again, this is not going to match very well the usage of the beginning of Bar Metzia, but the usage of the beginning of Bar Metzia is rejected, and maybe that's why it's rejected. What he seems to be saying here is, can they both be, first of all, how can they chalukah be emes? What if it gave birth exactly at the moment of the trade? Then maybe it should be half and half. What?
That's not me.
I don't know. Maybe it's me did if it happened the exact moment. I'm not sure. Okay, so what he's throwing in here is that maybe no one's lying, right? Maybe no one's lying, as opposed to in the case of Zevar Shalom Bosaiver, someone for sure lying. What he seems to be trying to do here is throw in Vadei Ramai, meaning it could be no one's lying about the para. You know what? It was born at that time. I saw it this way, you saw it this way, or we're not sure. Even if I said it was born first, you said it was born first. Okay, it's sort of borderline. As opposed to the case of the Sphina or the field, where no, one of us is just a big liar. And it's not that it's impossible to vote both of us. It really could be if both of us show us we're both big liars. But the point is that in Kalakotim that could dim the Shompanim, there's no good justification. There's no way to see this as clean ethically, and like we're both the Seder in this case.
Why can't you say that the ship was Hefker and they both were Moshe, and they're arguing who's Moshe first?
Because so by the field, we can't say Zemer Shalom Bosai, Zemer Shalom Bosai.
There you possibly could say they don't.
By the ship, all the Rishonim make it Okenta, that in the ship's case was Zemer Shalom Bosai, or Zemer, I bought it in Boston, and this one says I bought it in Providence. Right, you just have to make that Okenta by the ship. It's not a crazy Okenta. It's not a crazy Okenta. Make the Okenta, that is the ship. So I think what the Emir's trying to do here is turn this into Vadei Ramai. Now, I know this is not going to work very well in the case in Bav Metzia, because in the case of Bav Metzia, it's Dafka the Talis where there's no Vadei Ramai. Dafka the Talis where there's no Vadei Ramai. So how can you say, well, by Machal Torah there's no Vadei Ramai, by Talis there's no Vadei Ramai, then what's the difference between them and Bav Metzia? Unless you say, you're right, that would be Hadmi in Bav Metzia, and Maskan in Bav Metzia was rejected for this reason.
He's still a part of both. I mean, it's not like he's getting rid of the Rashbam, which is the direct shaykhut. I mean, and that's what Bob Gumar Bob Matthias said.
Uh-huh.
There you don't have the direct
shaykhut. Okay, I was reading it as the direct shaykhut is the Hefi Tintzi, or...
Okay, but still, if you don't have the Hefi Tintzi, you don't have it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. At the end of the sugya. But does he explain what it means?
Well, he seems to be saying something a little different. It's like five lines from the bottom.
Im ein drar de mamona el le'echad mehem, higon et cetera, shuta daini. The yeh drar de mamona shnehem, then it's chaluka below shvua.
Seems to be more like Rashi, it's chisar de mamona.
Yeah, it's a little hard. It's hard to tell what's new diet. Anyway, what I want to claim here is that this me'iri, by throwing in these, starting with Rashbam, why did he start with Rashbam? Because he has to link to the etymology, which he leaves as Srach. Why does he mean Srach? Srach means a connection, because he's Drar D'Tumah. Not because he's an expert in linguistics. Because Drar D'Tumah, he knows it has to mean Srach. So he's saying, well, in this case, it eats of a Srach, so there's no one's Vadei Meshaker. In that case, they don't each have a Srach. And if they don't each have a Srach, then someone is Vadei. Is someone is Vadei Meshaker. And what I'm claiming is that the Me'iri here, again, he's not going to say this is Bav Metzia. But if he is, just me and Havmi before we knew what the exact case was, is that really the issue here is Vadei Ramai, just like we saw in the Riva, that Vadei Ramai is a reason not to say Yachloku, right? Basically, what did the Riva say? If there's no Vadei Ramai, you do Yachloku. If there's a Vadei Ramai, you do Kol Olam Gavar. That's, I think the Me'iri is just reading the Riva into this line of the Gemara. Ah, what's this line of the Gemara saying? If there's Drar D'mon Zeh, Drar D'mon Zeh, meaning they both have a way they could really be an honest person who's just totally beseder here, which is like his redirecting Srach, then you do Chaluka. But if you have Zeh Shel Bosai, where Maybe it's Elvis on both sides, where one of them is Edomar Lo Demar, one of them is just making it up from scratch and just a total liar, then you do call the Olin Gavar. So I think the Me'iri here is giving us a totally new shot. And you're right, I was confusing over the middle. Give me a second. I think that, you know, again, I'm reading the Me'iri in a certain way. What I'm saying is the Me'iri quote the language of their spam and add things to it. Take most seriously what he adds to it, and take away Joseph Rashbam as like his excuse for connecting it to the word drawer. Ah, to connect the word drawer, he didn't quote the Rashbam, and then he turned it into what he wanted to turn it into, which was Vader and Mai. And basically, this Me'iri is trying to stick the Riva into this part of the Gemara. Says the Me'iri, what does it mean? It basically means he starts with a connection, a shaykos, a srach, but basically, Srach, connection, shaitos, basically leka vaday ramai. And that makes perfect sense, right? We had two shot in the mainstream shot was, if there's a vaday ramai, how can we reward him by doing yachloku and for sure giving money to a ramai? We can't for sure give money to a ramai. That's so distasteful that we'd rather do something which is less practical than give money to a vaday ramai. Principle versus practice. Again, it would be more practical to yachloku than to let the strong arm win, but on principle, we can't give money to a vaday ramai. So it's Lekha Vader Mai, totally new shot in the Sugya. And then I hope you will agree with me. I think the Rilu Mil is a bit shot in the Sugya. And I'll tell you why, where I think he's coming from. Says the Rilu Mil, quoted in, right? The Rilu Yonason Rilu Mil, I think here's just called Rilu Yonason, quoted in the Shita Miku Betzes here. Where was this? It was here. Says the Rilu Mil. Yeah, first he quotes Rashbam, right? He doesn't bother you quote all time. The Yeshva Parshim. Interestingly, I mean, the Rilu Mil and the Me'iri came from the same place, right? Clearly, there's some big similarity between them. There are some other ideas floating around for months, right? Because you see a big similarity, even though they're not going the exact same way. Helkach, what does he say? What does he say? Yeshva Parshim. We don't know who this is. To call echad yishlo tana aleha, each one is a taina. All of a sudden, he's talking about what they had in mind. Interestingly, he seems to start with, this is the strange part of the Rilu Mil. It's not just a matter of timing. It's somehow a matter of what they had in mind. Meaning, like the way we always understood is that, you know what? It's one of these luck things. I trade a chamor for your para or I buy your shifcha, and everyone knows that if whoever gets lucky gets lucky. You know, he's saying, no. The machlokas wasn't who got lucky. The machlokas was, obviously I'm claiming, pasha to that the calf was already born, I was only selling you the cow. You're claiming that pasha the calf wasn't born yet, I was also buying the calf. That we're not arguing over who got lucky. We're arguing over what the intent of the transaction was. That's already a different perspective. And what does he say? Each one of the tiny little calf can say, I wouldn't have paid so much if I didn't want the Vlad. If I didn't think I was getting the Vlad. And the mocher would say, I wouldn't have sold it so cheap if I didn't want to keep the Vlad. So they each, now, this on one hand sounds a little like Rashi, right? They each have a claim of a chisar and mom. Right now he says inami. Here is a little tricky. What does the inami mean? Is the inami a new pshat, or is the inami just a continuation of the same pshat? Sometimes inami means like a new pshat. Sometimes it just means or also like continuing the train of thought. Right? Inami or alternatively yesh lomar. Get inami yesh lomar. Right? Is the yesh lomar a new pshat, or is the yesh lomar a continuation of this pshat?
It's presented as a new pshat.
It's a new pshat. Okay, well, the sentence is a new pshat. It's a new pshat. Okay, so what's the first? Again, I can't promise you, but let's take it as two pshat, right? Inami yesh lomar. Yeah, if it's just inami, that would be another possibility of a new pshat. Inami yesh lomar already makes sound like a new pshat, right? Yesh varshim inami yesh lomar. The yesh varshim say we each have a taina that the money proves. Now, here, I don't know if he means like Rashi, loss of money, right? We each have a time of loss of money. Or if he means, no, we each have a proof. We each have evidence. I say, look,
I have proof. I wouldn't have paid this much money if this is not what we, if this wasn't the case. And you say you wouldn't have paid that much money. You would have taken this little money if you had the case. So the Reeve Mills first shot might be, let's just add it here, maybe Reeve Mill, the Reeve Mill, you know, I first shot, technically it's a second shot, right? Bishame Yish Mepharshim. Right, maybe saying, we each have a time of a certain level. We each have a time, I'm losing money. What do you mean? This is part of my calculation of the price. I'm losing money. Or you could say, you know, we each have a taina that we have evidence. Although it's a little funny because I'm claiming it was a high price, you're claiming it was a low price. That's then what's the inami yishlomar? Again, if you take this another shot, he says the inami yishlomar. Shema dashneim hayolachlof bivlad b'shas chalipin. Maybe their intention was to split. If you ask, half to really be half and half. So that's a little tricky. You could have really avoided that moment, then get into extra latzatzin, right? But if you assume according to Reeve Mill, the machlokus was not, remember. This is a chiddush to me. It's not a chiddush to you. Until the Reeve Mill, you didn't think that they had nothing in mind. The machlok is just who got what. That's why I always read it. They had nothing in mind about who gets the blood. They were trading a chama for a para. The machlok is who got lucky when the blood was born.
Or is it explicitly?
What?
The Bach
says that explicitly. Great. But the Reeve Mill says, no, obviously we knew there was a blood. Question is what we had in mind. Is it that we both knew it was already born, so we had this in mind? We both knew it wasn't yet born, so we had that in mind? Or we both knew it's being born around now, so we obviously had in mind to split it? What do you think? We had in mind to be up to luck? Well, we're not stupid. We had in mind we're rolling dice who gets the flag? No, we obviously had something in mind. So maybe we had in mind that we split it, meaning maybe it belongs to both of us. Maybe it belongs to both of us.
Is this a little bit like the Meiri?
And a little bit like the Meiri, but I think taking the slight
justify.
That's why it's a little like the Meiri in terms of the possibility that we're both right, but I think taking a different direction. That's why I said it was vague ideas. This sounds more like Efter Lechaluka Lios MS in the Lashon of Rishonim in Bava Metzia. One second. Maybe what he's saying here is he's reading E Demar Lo Demar about the cat, right? Or that your opponent, we both might own part of the calf. We both might own part of the calf, as opposed to this other case where, whatever the other case was, according to the Asian Parsha. Whatever this other case was, when he's partially with Shnei Shtaros, then maybe it's more clear that we don't both own the field. Even if it's Omer Shalabosai, you could say that we have more of a sort of clear hodah of some sort that we don't both own the field. But I think what the Reeve Mill is doing different is saying it's not that we both have a Dror Mamona as opposed to just me or the other, meaning in the whole story. We both have a Gerard Ramona, we both have a reason we don't have the flood, as opposed to a case where the Mamon to a Safek belongs to only one of us. And I think what he's trying to say is, again, it's very similar to me, is, again, if you take this Inami as a, because otherwise I don't know why he needs to add the Inami, he says, maybe we both own the flood, and if it's Efshel HaKaluk Lios MS, then we do Yachloko. If it's EF Shalach HaLukalios MS, then we don't do Yachloko, in which case the same as what Gemara says in Babtzida Pimel for the Chachamim, by the Manish Shlunshi, we can't do Yachloko because we can't belong to both of you. Over here, we can do Yachloko because they can't belong to both of you.
Right. What are we basing it on? Are we not basing it off our timings? I mean, the timings are clear that that's not what's coming up.
What do you mean?
Both of them are saying that I intended for it to be mine. The other one's saying, right,
you're saying then we're back to Zemer Shalavosai, which anything could be. Inami Yishlomer Shema Dashneim Hayolachlo Bivlad Veshas Chalipin. Meaning clearly, one guy says his das is one way; the other guy says his das is the other way.
Right, and that's why the Meiri kind of needs to bridge the gap between that and the Rashbam. Because if you just said something like after Likios Emes, well, it's equally possible to be MS as the case of Zemer Shalavosai. But once you bring in the fact that they also have this draft, they also have this direct shaykos to begin with. So then we can kind of.
Right. I guess what I'd like to say is if you read him like the Rimigash, which I know is just an assumption and a minority assumption, that's in contrast to Shnei Shtaros. In that case, it can't be both of us.
Unless say they're also maybe most of them both at the same time, but you know, the assumption.
But Meiri is saying it even without Meiri, and he doesn't.
Correct. Meiri is a lot. The Meiri is a little more glot. But again, Inami Yishlomar Shema Dashnema Yilachlof Bivlad B'Shas Chalipin. Like, how is that relevant? Sounds like what he's saying is that it could be both yours, and maybe what he's saying is again, maybe the re nil in the. Inami Yishlomar is that it's Efshar Shavlad Shel Shnehem, as opposed to what? You're right, not as opposed to Zemo Shel Avosai, because then that maybe as opposed to Shnei Shtaros. And maybe his principle is that they're saying is that you know why you can shoot it at night by Shnei Shtaros? Because it can't belong to both of them. And therefore, you have to assume it might at least be true, so 50-50. But if it could belong to both of them, even if the odds are slim, then we'd have to say Lumat, Shnei Shtaros. And maybe it's Eshel Kalukalius MS. Maybe that's another way of reading George Mamona. George Mamona is about that you might really, and George Mamona is really about George Mamona Mar Udema, right? You might own half and you might own half. It's not like it's only one of ours. If, by the way, the most Meduyuk in the words of Mara, Abul Hacha, Idamar, La Damar, Rina, Mar, La Damar, the option of Jordan Mona is it only belongs to one of them.
It's at least Meduyuk in Zay, Sad, Jordan Mona, Zay, Sad, Jordan Mona. Because it implies that it's not a Taina, it's the second shot. First shot is Jordan Mona means a Taina.
Yes.
The second shot means that it's not a Taina, it's a Taina.
Right. Okay.
That's
I'm both there.
The second thing that I want to say is that if you take that as a shot in the Gemara, then the implications for when you say that locally are very
correct. If you take one of these shots, then you have to go back to above the sea and really re-examine all of your.
Basically, you're saying Yachloko only when it really is Yachloko, when the MS is Yachloko.
Right, but that is not so crazy because now again, there's a line like that above the sea, which most of the show say only if they're both tofis. But it's not so crazy. Kids aren't saying it's not so crazy.
Why not do the sugars, but in some of the sugars.
I think you can fit all the sugars. If you want, I think you can fit all the sugars within mainstream sheetahs. Okay, let's just briefly discuss the topic of today's shir. Kedah B'Kodesh, which is Tosfos Masechta Mishna. Now that we've figured out what Gerard Mamona means and does, okay, you can put it all together again, but we're not going to put every combination together and, you know, and then say what insights we can derive from it. Tosfos has a fundamental question. He doesn't say it as a question. So it's an emo kliyachitana. Okay, which is the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Kof that it's only Sunkos who said Mamonos on the Sunday Kolk in a Machu Parachamar, but the Hachamim say I'm also going to have a right, whoever's Mosaf wins. After all, this is not like Zeh Roshalavosai and Shnei Shtaros. There's a Mosaf here. How is there a Mosaf? First of all, it's in someone's property. The Vlad, and even if it's not in someone's property, even if it's in the street, there's a Marakama. Marakama is the Molar, right? So we follow the Hamasay the Mufsa. Why are we asking a question from Sunkhus? Why are we asking a question from Sunkhus if we follow the Chachamim? So do we paskin like Sunkhus? Or do we paskin also with Olav Haraya? Right, we're probably familiar with basic Judaism. That we're used to, Hamas Rechol Haraya. But okay, maybe in cases like this, in case of Dror de Mamona, right? Now, do we paskin like Sokos or do we paskin Hamas Mechavero Olav Haraya? Okay, this is a machlokes between who and the whole world? The Rashbam and the whole world. Rashbam, three times in our Masechet, imagine how many times if he had written all of Shas, says we paskin like Sokos. Even in cases where it wasn't even necessary to explain the Gemara, he just throws in, you should know, we pass like Sokos. Ah, how come in this case we don't do Yachloko? Oh, so even if we pass like Sokos, this case is different. Or in this case, we do Yachloko. It's not a Gibel, right? If I say Tony gets a portion of my Nechasid, he gets a quarter. Why? Because it's a subject whether he gets nothing, whether he gets a almost nothing or a half. So we pass like Sokos, moment of the subject, okay. So the Rashbam says, yes. According to him, our sugya is very nicha. Why are we saying we sokos? Because we pass like sokos. That's not the reason. What's the reason he said we pass like sokos? What's the reason?
Exactly, because many Stam Mishnayos, and there's a rule of thumb, we pass like Stam Mishnayos, which Tosfos points out is only rule of thumb. Tosfos and all the other Rishonim, with one possible exception, say, no, we don't pass like Sunkos. Oh, if we don't pass like Sunkos, what is he doing in our Sugyas? What's he doing in our Sugya? Oh, what are the Stam Mishnayos? Says, we possibly get Stam Mishnah, I mean, that's fine, but you know what Shmuel says about the Kama? This is what they do, they restore us. So that's a sack of Shmuel that we don't possibly get Stam Mishnah. We don't possibly get Stam Mishnah when an Amora says we don't. Whether it's Bama just say, Shmuel's making a Hara, you should know this is some close and there's a Chachamim, but I'm not Paskini. He says, no, no, Shmuel's clearly Paskini and brings all those proofs that we have here. Oh, what about our so, yep, right? What are all the Rishonim? I haven't seen any other approach to this. Well, how do they explain why are we asking Kashmir Sunkos in our Sugya if we don't pass like him anyway? Anyone? What right do we have to ask Kashmir Sunkos if we don't pass like him? Just say we don't pass like him. He's Sunkos. What's the Kasha? Is Kasha of Nachman and or Shmuel? Okay, we don't like Sunkos. What does Tosfos say and everyone else? That, oh, well, you have to say no, because then it's Sulam Arkama. You have to say, what do you say about our Sugya? That, what's the Lashon in Baba Kama? I know it's not in Baba Tzia, there's no Lashon, but the Chachamim say this. They just say this is Sunkos. But, which is, the Chachamim Holkin al Sunkos Rak Mipnei Sheh Hamotz Mechavera Horaya. The Chachamim say why they disagree with Sunkos, Hamotz Mechavera Horaya. Either someone's holding it in your Motz Mechavera, Keska's mom, or someone's Marakama in your Motz Mechavera. But what's the clear implication? If there would be no Mochzak, then they would agree with Sunkos. That's the deal. The deal is they only argue with Motz Mechavera, but if there are no Mochzak, they would agree with Sunkos. Omedoyak de bimikre she'ein Mochzak Chachamim Modim was Sunkos. That's the diok. Our whole Gemara is based on a diok. Ah, Chacham only disagrees with Motzer Gal Varaya. If there be no Mochzok and no Motzer Gal Varaya, they would agree. And therefore, they agree with Sunkos in the case there's no Mochzok. Our case is there's no Mochzok. So in cases like our Sugya, they would agree with Sunkos. Yeah, but it's a valid question. Okay, good answer. The one thing which we haven't discussed, okay, there's only one sheet that we haven't discussed. That's not so bad. Is the Rambam. Right? Did the Rambam hold like Sunkos? Did he not hold like Sunkos? What's the problem? Everyone else is very clear whether they hold like Sunkos or not, except for the Rambam. In some places, he sounds like Sunkos, some places he doesn't sound like Sunkos, even in the case of Machpel Pachor Bechamer, he seems to be Sulzer. I mean, not to see if he's Sulzer himself, but he sounds like, you know, he definitely takes a different tone in two halachas in a row. We'll have to pick up, right? Next time with the Rambam and then go Vayter in the Gemara. Next time Rambam and Vayter in the next time Rambam and Vayter in the Gemara. So I'll see you next time Thursday. I think on Thursday, if we have not a lot of people are committed to coming in person, we'll try and experiment and we'll do Zoom only Thursday. It's not okay. See how it goes on Zoom only Thursday with my new equipment. Thank you to the donor of the new equipment, or at least of the parts of the new equipment.
They don't see it as an experiment. It's a chad-pa-mi thing because of the special circumstances.
Right. What I mean is it's an experiment to see if this is something that will work in special circumstances or not. But I got your message. I got the message loud and clear. So look, as long as, you know, we keep filling up a number of seats in the room, then I will keep coming in. But this Thursday, because mainly Yehuda's sick and some people already decided they're not coming and other people might decide less if they're not coming. So we'll do it on Zoom.
And it'll be rough on the Rebbe to come.
I'm an optimist. I think that we know traffic. Not that I want to be Moser Nefesh, but I think there'll be no traffic. But I admit, I'm an optimist, but I'm not a Balgaiva, so I could be wrong. I think it's a good combination, an optimist, but not a Balgaiva.
The number of people in the room who use the manic criteria?